Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Welcome to Iyer's Insights. This is Pat Iyer. One of the most frequently asked questions I get asked is how legal nurse consultants get clients. To answer this question, I'm sharing the knowledge of David Newman, a marketing expert. What you're about to hear is part one of an interview I did with David for legal nurse consultants. David's book is called Do It Marketing. I will share part two next week.
All right, Pat, take it away.
Well, thank you for joining us in our discussion with David. David focuses on helping people who are looking for more leads and more prospects, who are eager to become clients. And also, he has lots of ideas on supercharging your marketing to make sales happen. He has presented over 600 programs and counts 44 of the Fortune 500 among his clients and audiences. And I know he's located in a suburb of Philadelphia and has been active in the National Speakers Association for several years, along with a 10-year career in corporate consulting, working with speakers, consultants, and independent professionals to maximize their impact, influence, and income. I got the alliteration there, David.
Very nice.
He's also the author of the Amazon number one bestseller, Do It Marketing, 77 Instant Action Ideas to Boost Sales, Maximize Profits, and Crush Your Competition. And he's been quoted widely in the New York Times, Investor Business Daily, Selling Power, and he blogs for Salesforce and Vistage, which is a group of CEOs who get together in small groups and bring in speakers and do brainstorming and share ideas with each other. And when he's not working and he is not speaking and he's not drinking way too much coffee, he's playing with his Atari video games. Interesting. Our sons went through a phase like that. And he hangs out with his black Labrador retriever. So please welcome David Newman to the call. And David is here to address some of the questions that we have as a result of reading his book.
David, welcome, everybody. Great to be here. Thank you.
Well, thank you. David, I have some questions, and I've asked others on the call if they would gather some of their questions. And I think I'll start off by saying I really appreciate the very organized way that the book was laid out. It was very easy to follow and get the key points. And I think that was masterful, the way that you put that together.
Thank you.
One of the questions that arose when I was looking at the book was some of the people in our group are at the early stages in their businesses, and I know that it has been a struggle for many in our field, which is legal nurse consulting, to try to reach attorneys. They have been sold to and marketed to and been sent mailings, and people have tried to get them on the calls, on the phone. There's a lot of attention put on them as a profession, and I would suppose that they're not unique in that respect at all. So one of the difficulties that I think that people struggle with is if you don't have clients, what are some of the strategies that can be used to try to effectively get your foot in the door?
Well, so that'd be a great question for a sales author, but since I'm not a sales author, I'm a marketing author, I believe that, you know, the key is not to get your foot in the door. And the key is not to you figure out how to reach them. It's you putting a strategy in place where they need and want and are motivated to reach you. So, you know, I've worked with all kinds of folks who think that they're in a commodity business, whether it's bankers or accountants or it's even interesting because even attorneys, here's the funny twist. Here's the funny turning of the tables. If you say, well, you know, I have a hard time getting through to the, you know, this law firm or this attorney that I really want to influence and get 5 minutes of their attention, the attorneys and the law firms have the same problem going to their client because what they, on one level, they present themselves, and they're their own worst enemy. I think we're all our own worst enemy. But they present themselves as a commodity. One law firm's as good as another law firm. This guy's $500 an hour, this guy's $450. Let's go with $450. You know why? Because the law is the law, and what we need done needs to get done, and I don't care what law firm. I don't care what lawyer I use. I don't care what legal nurse consultant I use. I don't care what marketing guy I use. So, you know, I mean, even what I do is a total commodity. There's no shortage of marketing consultants, marketing coaches, marketing speakers. You know, what I've invested very, very heavily, and I don't mean necessarily money, but I mean time and effort and energy and creativity, is how to position myself above the noise and how to position myself as faster, smarter, better, and different. Now, again, at the end of the day, you know, I have to agree. Banking is banking. Legal services are legal services. Legal nurse consulting is legal nurse consulting. Marketing help is marketing help. But it's our job, and this is some of what obviously I wrote about in the book, so you guys know this. You have to build your thought leadership platform. You have to expertise yourself. And by expertise yourself, I mean really prove and demonstrate your expertise. Prove and demonstrate your value. Don't just talk about how smart you are and how great you are. Prove it. Show it. You know, be a resource. Be a trusted advisor. Be a partner and not a peddler. I mean, if you show up at the attorney's doorstep or any prospect, you show up, you know, at their doorstep, hat in hand, saying, "Hi, I'm really awesome. You should hire me. You should buy from me. I'm really great." Of course you get the door slammed in your face. You'd get the door slammed in your face. I'd get the door slammed in my face. So we have to go about it the other way. We have to go about it by building a base of experience and expertise, creating value, and by creating value, I get very specific. I mean, that is content. That is thought leadership. That's things like articles, blogs, newsletters, podcasts, items that you know, the way I talk about this with my individual clients is your job is to put enough bait on the right hooks, put those hooks in the right lakes, and that's how you're going to catch the right fish. Because we can no longer interrupt people, we can no longer spam people, we can no longer cold call people. You know, all those things that worked 10 or 15 or 20 years ago, and even then it was, I guess, questionable, you know, how effective they really were, but they did work 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago. Today, that's just broken. That's just not working. Everyone is behind bulletproof glass. You know, there's spam filters, they have their call screened, you know, postcards and direct mail and sales letters get screened by the admin person, by the person at the front desk. So we can't reach anybody who doesn't want to be reached. And so my last comment on this, I'm giving like 17 answers to one question, but that's all right. We're living in a world of voluntary attention, and they will not pay attention to you unless they want to. So our new twist isn't about how do I get more prospects? How do I get more leads? It's how do I earn their attention? Because once you earn their attention, then you move on to get the right to earn their money and earn their business. But unless you earn their attention, you're not getting out of the gate. You're not leaving square one.
There are so many legal nurse consultant websites that are static websites that are the same five pages with the same information, and they're really diametrically opposed to what you're stressing to us There's no articles, there's no blogs, there's no really even a focus on benefits. It's features and who I am and this is what I can do for you. So I'm pleased that you're talking about demonstrating your expertise, because I think that's an important message for everyone to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and it's about building authority. It's about building authority. And Pat, obviously you yourself, you know, have drunk this Kool-Aid years and years ago, and you're brilliant at doing this. I mean, your website was and is just a wealth of resources and a wealth of information and insights and value, and people had a hard time, I guess, keeping up with the fire hose of fabulous information that you were, you know, putting out there. So I think that's a model. That's a great model for folks to follow, not necessarily in what Pat's doing for Legal Nurse Consultants, but take that, what could we do for our target market of attorneys or law firms or paralegals or whoever we're trying to earn their attention?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've asked the first question. Who else has a question for David?
This is Carol.
Hey, Carol, go ahead.
Yes, I have a blog on my website, and I also have a place where you can sign up for my newsletter. My problem is nobody's signing up for my newsletter. Do you have any suggestions?
Oh, my gosh. Of course I have suggestions. So, I mean, think about this, and it's so funny because we all wear two hats in the world. We wear our business owner hat or our consultant hat or our marketer hat. That's hat number one. And then we also wear our consumer hat, our regular person, a regular human being hat. Now, if I ask you, you know, take off the marketing hat, take off the consultant hat, and put on your regular person hat, how excited are you about signing up for yet another email newsletter? In fact, how excited are you about signing up for more email of any kind?
Not real excited.
Not real excited, right? Not me neither. Not real excited. Even if it's so, here's the tragedy and the sadness and also the opportunity. Even if it's highly relevant, even if it's great information, even if you have a beautiful newsletter that is content-rich and valuable and relevant and impactful, people are not interested in yet another newsletter or yet another subscription that's going to land in their inbox. So it's a two-step conversion process, right? First, you have to get them to your website. Then you have to entice them with something juicy and wonderful and appealing enough where they're going to be willing to trade their email address in exchange for that goodie. So I think the bar has been dramatically raised. The bar has been dramatically raised. Sign up for my newsletter is no longer a compelling value proposition at all. People want, they want a one-time goodie, whether that's a special report, whether that's a 60-minute audio or video or e-learning course or some kind of just special, irresistible, wonderful goodie that they can get their hands on. And then the newsletter is like a Trojan horse. And I don't mean a Trojan horse by way of a nasty computer virus. I mean, it comes along with that special report. So, you know, download my 96-page strategic marketing ebook, right? And that's in my world. And by the way, you will also get free subscription to David's Small Business Marketing Tips newsletter. So that's my value proposition, is I don't say, hey, get my newsletter. I say, hey, get this juicy, beefy, irresistible, fabulous piece of content. And I call these welcome mats. And there's a whole kind of internet marketing. We could spend 3 weeks talking about web marketing and you know, web strategies, email list building, all of those kinds of things. But I will tell you that I like to call these welcome mats. These are welcome mats into my world. So my marketing ebook is one welcome mat. I also do teleseminars. So I market my teleseminars, and I say, hey, you know, pop in here. We're doing a teleseminar on September 25th, and it's going to be fabulous, and it's got a certain topic and a certain angle and a certain slant. It's a free teleseminar. That's another welcome mat in my world. I have a different, you know, for different audiences and for different sorts of things, I have a downloadable cheat sheet. And people want my, you know, book marketing cheat sheet, they get the book marketing cheat sheet. If they want the speaker marketing cheat sheet, they get the speaker marketing cheat sheet. If they want the, you know, consulting cheat sheet. So I've got 5 or 6 or 7 different little welcome mats into my world that appeal to different segments of my target market. And you can never have too many of these because people want the goodie. It's instant gratification. It's an immediate gimme. People like gimmies. They like stuff. And then, oh, by the way, if you like that, you're also getting a free subscription to my newsletter. So I would just totally flip it. I wouldn't sell, quote unquote, and I know it's free, but I wouldn't sell the idea of subscribe to my newsletter. I would sell the idea of free webinar, free teleseminar, free white paper, free ebook, free cheat sheet. People love that stuff, and that stuff works better than ever these days. You know, I mean, it's the fancy word for that is content marketing. You know, content marketing is having all these little welcome mats and all these little goodies that people can download. Valuable, rich, specific, high-value content is the key to getting that second conversion. So conversion number one is get them to the website. Conversion number two is get them to give you their email address. I think if you upgrade your traffic or if you get more traffic from whatever sources, social media or organic search engine optimization or whatever it might be, you will see a dramatic increase in that second conversion of people opting into your list, not because they're getting your newsletter, but because they're getting that welcome mat goodie.
Well, I actually do have a, if you sign up for my newsletter, you get a reference section from a book I wrote.
Well, but I think, so number one, that might not be juicy enough, and I think even the way that you market it, you may want to flip it. So it's not when you get my newsletter, you also get this little reference tool. It's get the reference tool. Get the free chapter, get the cheat sheet, get the reference guide, and oh, by the way, P.S. comes along with that is my regular newsletter.
Oh, okay, that sounds good.
Because again, you know, the value prop that you want to put out there is the goodie. It's not get another email in your inbox.
Okay.
I think, Pat, you and I should do like a 6-week intensive internet marketing boot camp thing, and we'll make millions of dollars.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
There you go.
This is Pat Iyer. Do you want to be able to refer back to the tips we shared in this podcast? We transcribe every show. Have you ever read a transcript created by artificial intelligence? The computer makes a guess at the words. If a human does not proofread that transcript, there will be parts that don't make sense. Our transcripts eliminate that frustration. We use a human to do the transcription, and then we proofread the transcript, not once, but by 3 people. Why would you want the transcripts? Maybe you want to be able to implement the tips we share, and to do so, you want to refer to what you heard. Maybe you'd like to read instead of listen to learn. We started transcribing Legal Nurse Podcast right from the beginning. Get the transcripts by using this short link, http://lnc.tips/transcripts. That link is http://lnc.tips/transcripts. We offer you the transcripts for free. Now let's return to the show.
And Lori, did you have something that you wanted to have David talk about?
Well, I kind of wanted to ask him, since we're talking about newsletters and online marketing and those types of things, you know, there's several venues of social media like Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. What, in your opinion, which social media sites are the most optimal sites that we could utilize to market ourselves and generate business? And on those sites, how would you suggest actually generating the business so that we can contact those attorneys?
Well, so you're asking two or three great questions all bundled together, and let me try and unbundle and answer each one. So number one, the premise is that we can use social media to sell. And I would argue with that premise. I really don't think that we can use social media to sell. However, there's actually good news about that. The good news about that is that the precondition to any sale is, and again, this is in the Do It Marketing book, so it may sound familiar to you. You need to build some relationships, offer some resources, trigger some reciprocity. We talk about the three R's of social media. Social media is really only good for three things. Number one is sharing resources. Number two is building relationships. And number three is to trigger that reciprocity, where it's like, hey, you've been so helpful to me. How can I help you? What are you working on? How can I, you know, let me retweet your tweet. Let me share something on Facebook. Let me forward what you posted on LinkedIn. Whatever it might be, that kind of reciprocity is what social media is about. For most of us, you know, if we're not doing selling, you know, $20 ebooks or something, or doing teleseminars about, you know, sleazy internet marketing, kind of hypey, get-rich-quick teleseminars, I really don't believe that Facebook or Twitter or any of those platforms are going to be a good fit for professional services consulting. So if you want to get it in front of lawyers and attorneys and law firms and centers of influence and some direct prospects, business to business, the business to business social network is LinkedIn by far. You can forget everything else. You hereby officially now have my personal permission not to worry about Facebook, not to worry about Twitter, not to worry about Instagram, not to worry about Pinterest. None of that stuff is going to move the needle to get you in front of a business to business professional prospect. So that leaves LinkedIn. What the heck do we do on LinkedIn? And again, there's a section in the Do It Marketing book about that very specifically, but I'll summarize it for you. It's all about offering value and inviting engagement via LinkedIn. And the best place to start is with LinkedIn groups and targeted LinkedIn groups that are specifically focused on your buyer persona. So there's LinkedIn groups for all kinds of, you know, legal profession, lawyers, attorneys, big law firms, little law firms, southern law firms, northern law firms. I mean, there's probably hundreds, and I haven't even researched it specifically. But, you know, if you do a search on LinkedIn and you put in your particular, you know, even just, you know, law firm, legal, lawyer, attorney, but then, you know, the specialties, the specific legal practice specialties in which you operate, you're going to find groups that have hundreds or maybe even thousands or, I don't know, tens of thousands in some cases, members. Now, some of these groups are a total waste of time. Some of these groups are filled with nothing but other consultants who are pitching their wares and posting their links to their blog and trying to sell multi-level marketing and Amway and who knows what. However, you're going to find, my guess is you're going to find four or five of these groups that will be a long-term gold mine. And the best way to get involved in these groups is to offer value, offer advice, offer insights, and offer recommendations. Have conversations in the group. Don't just post links to your website or post links to your blog or say, hey, click here and here's my new blog. Actually foster a conversation in that targeted group of your ideal prospects. Ask questions, offer advice, have, you know, share success stories, and then end it with some kind of call to action. What do you think? What's been your experience with this type of case? You know, what would you do? And then you just foster some conversation. Now, as people are, you know, as these attorneys or whoever it is, prospects, are starting to engage with you, look up their profile. Look up their profile. Send them a LinkedIn invitation. Start to build your network, not in a general haphazard helter-skelter way, but start to build your prospect network. And then once you've had some conversations in the group, two or three conversations, you've answered some questions, they've thanked you for some things. Again, think about the three R's. Resources, you can start with resources. That leads to relationship. That leads to reciprocity. Once they thank you for something, you say, hey, Bill, you know, I've noticed some of your posts and some of the questions that you're asking in the group. I think I may have some ideas for you. And you invite them to a conversation. You know, do you want to just jump on the phone for 10 or 15 minutes and I can share these ideas with you and brainstorm? And you're not offering to sell. You're not offering to pitch. You're saying, you know, I'd love to spend 10 or 15 minutes brainstorming some solutions, brainstorming some ideas with you. One of those ideas might be, right, hey, you know, I think I can be helpful to you. You know, this is exactly what we do. This is the type of case or type of issue that we specialize in. Your practice matches my practice. If you ever have a need, if you ever need a resource, feel free to call on me. Maybe I'm the right fit. Maybe I'm not. But, you know, put me in your platinum Rolodex. Put me in your platinum Rolodex if I can ever be of service to you or to your firm. And you're not pitching, you're not pushing, you're not hire me, hire me, hire me. It's trusted advisor marketing. It is high status partnership marketing. So you're not showing up as a peddler, you're not showing up with your hat in your hands. Not that we all wear hats anymore, but you know, it's a whole different come from. It's a whole different attitude that you bring to that type of networking and that type of relationship building, and LinkedIn by far is the number one place to do it.
That's phenomenal. You've removed a lot from my plate.
There you go.
All those tweets that I sit down and work out every 2 weeks, I think I can get rid of them.
Hallelujah.
One of the trends I've noticed, David, is that on LinkedIn, the moderators of the groups seem to all have moved to the model, myself included, of screening posts and not allowing people to directly enter information into the questions and answers portion without a moderator looking at it. I think part of the trend in that came about because so many job recruiters infiltrated some of the groups on LinkedIn and made themselves obnoxious.
Well, all kinds of people, you know, and it's even people in our field. It's the consultants, it's the freelancers, it's the spammers, it's the info marketers, it's all these people. And again, that's why I was saying there's so much noise pollution in some of these groups that the good groups, those handful of groups that I said are out there for you, I'm glad that they're moderated. I'm glad that they're filtered because, again, your activity in those groups is going to be offering value, posting valuable information, inviting engagement, inviting discussion. That's what moderators love. What they hate is they hate link spam, right? Link spam is, hey, guys, I just posted a new blog, and then you throw a link to your blog and you leave. You know, it's like hit-and-run marketing. Nobody wants hit-and-run marketing in these groups. In fact, some of the group guidelines, and I recommend if you find a nice, juicy, high-potential group on LinkedIn, definitely review the group guidelines. But what I'm seeing also in concert with what Pat just said, yes, they're moderating a lot more, but you will even see in the group guidelines, do not post external links. This is a discussion forum. This is for asking and answering questions within this LinkedIn group. Don't click. You know, don't post links to, oh, hey, here's this on CNN. Here's this in New York Times. You know, here's this on my blog. Here's this legal story over here. No. They say, I don't want you to post links of any kind. Don't post links to newspaper articles or media stories. Definitely don't post links to your blog. The purpose of this group is to keep people in the group and to foster discussion and conversation in the group. Now, those kinds of posts, if you adhere to those guidelines, not only will you not be moderated out, the moderator is going to notice you, and they're probably going to thank you. I mean, I'm in some LinkedIn groups where the guy's like, dude, please post more. Post more questions. You know, I love your posts. And it's become a little bit burdensome for this one group in particular. I'm like, dude, you know, I appreciate the love, but I don't have time to, like, feed your group all this content. You know, I'll do it occasionally. He's like, oh, David, no, please post more. So imagine that you're posting with that. That's your goal. That's your goal in mind, is for whoever that moderator is to say, oh, man, I hope Pat posts more. I hope she posts more provocative questions and tricky challenges and intriguing insights. And I just really hope that Pat posts more. If you're about to post something and it doesn't pass the I hope you post more test, then don't post it and post something else. Post something else of real high content, high relevance value. And this sounds simple. It's like, well, isn't everybody doing this? No, they're not. That's why they have the group guidelines, and the guidelines are so strict. That's why they boot out the spammers, and that's why they moderate the groups, because some of these groups have become total wastelands of Wild West crazy spam, and you want to be the opposite of that. You want to be a real high-value member of these groups. Now, I'll tell you a quick story, and then we'll move on to the next question. But, you know, quick story is my friend Frank Bucaro, who's a very successful speaker out of Chicago. He speaks on corporate ethics and corporate values. And his buyer persona, the people that hire him the most, are corporate compliance officers. Sometimes in-house counsel, but more often it's the compliance folks that, you know, because the flip side, of course, of ethics is compliance. You know, compliance is what you have to do, and ethics is what you really should be doing anyway. So he says, okay, I've dropped all of my marketing. I've dropped everything else I'm doing. I found 4 or 5 groups on LinkedIn that are made up 100% of corporate compliance officers. And in one of these groups, he is the only consultant. Everyone else is a corporate compliance officer, but they let him in and they let him stay because of the value of his contributions. Mm-hmm. He says, this is all I do. All I do is I post a short little article, a short little blurb. He calls them short shot articles. A short shot article, the way Frank describes it, it's between 200 and 300 words, and it's just a little scenario, a little story, a little dilemma, a little thing, and then he always ends with call to action, invitation to respond, meaning, what do you think? What would you do? How would you handle this? Have you ever come across something like this? What did you do? And, you know, so, and people love it. And he does this twice a week. He does it on Sunday night, and he does it on Wednesday night. And I'll tell you why strategically those make sense. The group summaries, those group email summaries, if you belong to a lot of LinkedIn groups, they send out the summary. The summary that has all the posts in it, it goes out Monday morning. That's why he posts Sunday night, so it's the most recent thing on Monday. And it goes out again on Thursday morning, and that's why he posts late on Wednesday. So he's always at the top of that summary email that LinkedIn sends out to every group member. And some of these groups aren't even that big that Frank is in. Some are 300 members, 500 members, 900 members. There's a few that are, you know, multiple thousands. But that's his world, and he says, man, oh, man, these are my people. If I were to just draw out exactly who I want to be in front of, it's the members of these 3 or 4 groups on LinkedIn. And he says, this has made my phone ring. This has said, oh, my gosh, Frank, you know, I'm so glad you posted that. We're going through something just like that. We need to talk. They email him, they message him on LinkedIn, and they call him. And he's dropped everything else, literally. He's dropped every other form of marketing besides this LinkedIn strategy, and he's busier than he's ever been. He's busier than he's ever been.
Very, very nice.
This has been Pat Iyer and David Newman discussing marketing for legal nurse consultants. We'll be back next week with the second half of my conversation with David. Be sure to catch that show, which will air a week from now. Have you signed up for the podcast transcripts yet? Be sure to pop over to http://lnc.tips/transcripts and request our podcast transcripts. They're free and invaluable. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.